This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to a Championship Edition and our final show of this season. Yes, we'll go back to Game 4 in Kelowna Wednesday night, a fourth WHL title for the Kelowna Rockets. Hearing from head coach Danny Lambert, team captain Madison Bowie, playoff MVP Leon Draisaitl, and general manager Bruce Hamilton. It's all ahead. Also, he's a young man that wants to lead the turnaround in Lethbridge. Second overall pick in this year's Bantam draft, Kalen Addison, is signed with the Hurricanes. He'll join us as well.
We'll let you count them down. 15 seconds to go, and the Kelowna Rockets are going to win the Ed Chenault Cup.
The Kelowna Rockets are headed to a MasterCard Memorial Cup for a fifth time in franchise history, defeating the Brandon Wheat Kings in four games to capture the Ed Chenault Cup. Moments after the team photo, I spoke with head coach Danny Lambert.
Doesn't get much better than this in the WHL. What a great way to cap your WHL season.
Yeah, I mean, the effort that the guys put in this whole playoff was really special. I mean, the way we come together, it took some time, but once everybody figured out, you know, what we needed to have success, they really bought in, and it was special.
Brandon made you work in Game 4, a scoreless to the third period. I'm sure there was a lot of nail-biting going on.
There was, and you know, once again, our PK, even though they had opportunities on the power play all series long, our PK came up huge, scoring some big goals for us.
Yeah, the shorthanded goals, that might be the tail of the tape in this series. You look back at what you did shorthanded in this series.
It really was. The guys that killed the penalties did an outstanding job of buying into what we were trying to sell, and that's half the battle.
Okay, Danny, congratulations. Go enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Rockets captain Madison Bowie.
Madison, is there one point in the playoffs here? I'm not sure if it was one moment, one goal in the entire round of four that you'll remember and really be the punctuation mark of the playoffs.
I think it was just our first game there in Brandon was huge. I know... We wanted that one. We wanted to for sure get a split up there, and we did that. And then our second game was terrific, and we ended up coming back home with two wins. So that's put ourselves in a great spot playing in Brandon there on the road. And I think that's a good turning point there in the series.
Describe just lifting up the Ed Chenault Cup here in a sold-out barn and having the first honor to do that.
Dream come true. I know when I got named captain of this team last year, it was an honor. And obviously we had a goal in mind. That's to do just this, what we happened today. And I know... To finally get the draw, be able to do that was huge for myself, and you know what, I'm just glad I got to share it with such a great group of guys.
I'm going to ask you about the Memorial Cup, Madison, because, hey, I know the work isn't done here. You guys got as good a shot as any to go into Quebec City and bring that home, too.
Yep, I know this is our first goal of the year, and now we got one more, and that's to bring the Memorial Cup, and it's going to be a great task out there, a lot of great teams out there, and we're just looking to do our best and hopefully bring the Memorial Cup back to Kelowna.
Madison, great job. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The playoff MVP was awarded to Kelowna's Leon Draisaitl, 10 goals, 18 assists for 28 points in 19 playoff games. He also scored what turned out to be the game winner, a shorthanded goal early in the third to open the scoring. He described the closing seconds.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, you're sitting on the bench and the crowd's going crazy, and you just try to stay calm at least a little bit, but... You know, once the buzzer goes off, you're just lights out, and then you don't really know what you're doing.
That was probably the most emotion I've seen out of you when you scored that first goal all season long. Win Kelowna. Take me through that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big goal, right? And every single goal was big today. Not only mine. You know, Sharich's goal. It's we're in game four. We're about to win a championship, and I think if you score a big goal, it's easy to celebrate like that.
Rockets governor, general manager Bruce Hamilton called the series a lot closer than the result would indicate.
Every game could have gone the other way. Like, they're a great team, and they're going to have, I told them on the way off the ice, you guys are going to have two or three tracks of this thing, and I'm just glad we got you now. But they're a great team, very well coached, and, you know, like I said, every game could have gone the other way, too. There was no big gaps.
Hey, congratulations to the Kelowna Rockets 2015 Ed Chenault Cup champions, and best of luck in Quebec City at the MasterCard Memorial Cup.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
A big congratulations to Jennifer Claussen, a Swift Current Bronco fan who has won the BMO Ultimate Fan Contest for the WHL. BMO Financial Group and the Canadian Hockey League held a digital contest on Facebook to find the nation's most spirited CHL fans. Claussen will enjoy a grand prize of an all-expenses-paid VIP trip for two to the 2015 MasterCard Memorial Cup in Quebec City.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The top three picks from this year's WHL Bantam Draft have already signed WHL standard playing agreements, the latest being the second overall pick, Lethbridge Hurricanes defenseman Kalen Addison from Brandon, Manitoba. Kalen, first of all, congratulations. Let's go back to draft day. Where were you? How did you find out?
You know, I stayed home from school in the morning, and I watched the live stream with my family upstairs in the living room, and it was just a huge time for me and my family, and to be selected to a great organization in the Lethbridge Hurricanes and to go into a great city, I'm just real honored to have that, have the privilege to go to the Lethbridge Hurricanes.
You really wasted no time signing on with the Hurricanes.
No, I've always wanted to play in the WHL, and since I got picked by Lethbridge, I just have great faith in that organization, and I feel they're going to make a big turnaround here, and I just wanted to get things going quickly and join into the organization as quick as I could with some other great players along the way there, and hopefully things will just work out good for them.
What a great draft for defensemen. Yourself, of course, Ty Smith, first overall to Spokane. Jet Wu going fourth overall to Moose Jaw. What was it this year about D-men in the draft?
You know, it's just been a great year for D-men. I don't know, to be honest. It's just, I don't know, I'm great friends with all of them. They're just great players overall, and I don't know, it's just one of those years where D-men seem to shine, I guess.
Let's talk about your game. What do you bring to the table? What kind of player are you?
You know, I like to bring the puck up ice, make a good first pass, and join to the rush whenever I can, but I also really like to take care of my own zone, and I feel for me, great defense leads to good offense, and as long as I keep my composure during the game, I can play my A game and really pinch in with the offense.
Now, I know you grew up in Brandon, so what was your exposure like to the WHL? You have the Wheat Kings right there in your backyard.
Well, I had season tickets over the years, and so I've seen it all. I've watched all the great guys come out of there, and, you know, just to watch it over the years, it really gets you ready for the next level as you move on. And, you know, just for me, being able to watch that over the years, it's a big helper for me in just understanding what it takes to get there.
Let's fast forward a couple years. First game back home in Brandon wearing that Hurricanes jersey. What's that going to be like?
You know, there'll be lots of friends and family there, and obviously that'll be amazing for me, hopefully. And, you know, just to come back to a hometown, everyone wants to do that. And just to come back, it would be a privilege for me. And to play with the Lethbridge Hurricanes, it'll be great to come back and play in front of all the people I know.
Great job with this, Kalen. Thanks for your time, and great to have you in the WHL.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hey, that's the show and the season of WHL This Week. I want to thank all the WHL broadcasters who have contributed this past year. Your help is greatly appreciated. And to all our guests, players, coaches, managers, and league officials who have all stopped by. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey. A production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.